The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duajahu, and the leadership of the House yesterday visited the residence of the late Ebuakwa North MP to commiserate with the bereaved family. The House could not transact business, having been devastated by the murder of the MP. Welcoming members to the East Legon Chiashi residence of the late MP, a member of the family, George Amoa, narrated what happened. He said Mr. J.B. Dankwedu came home around midnight, and an hour later, the security man on duty went around the house where he found a ladder on the wall to the window of the MP's room.
On his rounds, we got to a point in front here, and he saw a ladder on one of the roofs, from down to the roof. And so he was disturbed, and the security men here, they coordinate. So he tried to inform the others. As the others came in, they were also afraid to enter, so they stood outside the house. And they said they saw somebody move the curtain of JB's room, and when he saw them, he closed it. And the next time, I think the assailant managed to stab him in the room, and he instantly died. He was able to run away through the back door. As to what actually happened, who did it, and how he did it, are there other people, what are the reasons? And so this is the sad news. Your Honorable is no more with us, is into eternity.
The Speaker, Edward Duajahu, told the family the House received the news of the demise of the NP with shock and disbelief, and had to adjourn sitting and postpone all other activities as the MPs were not in the mood to transact any business. He narrated his last interaction with the late MP.
JB was in my office last week, brought a statement to me that he wants to pay tribute to his grandfather, Dr. JB Dankwa. And when he brought the statement was about 6 pages. So I told JB that he should try and reduce the number of pages. He was in a very good mood. He didn't look like somebody who was worried at all. And we had a very friendly discussion. The following day, JB was in my office. And we had a fruitful discussion, and his senior brother, Frank Edu, even came in. And one statement that he made, you know, in the course of our discussion, was that he has learned a lesson from what happened to him some few years ago. And since then, he tried to be a very careful person. So I left into the chamber after some time. That day I was traveling to Abuja to attend the inaugural session of the ECOWAS Parliament. I referred the statement to my first deputy to admit. When I came back on Friday, I was told that the statement was made. To hear this message this morning was a shock. It was so shocking, so surprising, unbelievable, regrettable. And for now, our focus should be on the investigation. I'm using this opportunity once again to tell the national security of the state, the police, and indeed calling on all Ghanaians who have any information to assist the investigation, to come to make it available to the police so that we get to the bottom of this matter. Because you would have seen the mood in the house today. Nobody was in the mood to work. So immediately I entered the chamber, and after the prayers, we thought that we should come and join you, commiserate with you. Words cannot describe how we feel as a house, as a parliament. Our hearts, our prayers and our thoughts are with you at this difficult and trying moment.
The Speaker called on the security agencies to do all they can to apprehend the perpetrators of the heinous crime.
For now, to be on the investigation. I'm using this opportunity once again to tell the national security of the state, the police, and indeed calling on all Ghanaians who have any information to assist the investigation, to come to make it available to the police so that we get to the bottom of this matter. Because you would have seen the mood in the house today. Nobody was in the mood to work. So immediately I entered the chamber, and after the prayers, we thought that we should come and join you, commiserate with you. Words cannot describe how we feel as a house, as a parliament. Our hearts, our prayers and our thoughts are with you at this difficult and trying moment.